This is Narissa.
Hey, this is Emma.
And you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be talking about our five-star reads of the year.
Yes.
2025.
Yes.
Crazy.
Excited.
It's already over.
I know.
Does it feel like we started book club 11 months ago?
No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
But also feels like 4 years ago.
I know.
That's so crazy. What are you currently reading, Emma?
I am currently reading The Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillick.
Really?
Yes. I needed a fantasy switch up.
Okay. We need a genre change.
Yes.
We need a refresh.
Yeah.
Regroup.
And I'm currently also finishing up The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year.
Oh, really?
By Allie Carter. I'm listening to that on Spotify.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get into that one. I like the aesthetic of the book cover.
Yeah. Cute.
Is The Night and the Moth a series?
I think so. It's okay. Gonna be the first book.
Unfinished. It's so cute. Okay, so Barnes and Noble had a very specific special edition, and there was a sword on the side or something. I saw this book when it first came out in store, and I was like, I want that book so bad. Mm-hmm. But it was 30 something bucks, and I was like, oh, I can find a special edition somewhere cheaper, but then I never did. And so now all they have is the blank white pages, and I can't find the special edition. Yeah. And I'm so upset. I really want that special edition because I actually fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And now I can't find it. And I don't think Barnes and Noble is restocking it.
Dang.
Yep. Okay. Sorry. Sad story. Okay. I am currently reading Fake Skating by Lynn Painter.
Your first Lynn Painter book.
It is. It's also our December book club book.
Yes.
So I need to read it still. People need to read it. And they will hear about it, I think, December 26th. I think that's when the episode will come out. Okay, did you want to start us off on our first five-star of the year?
Yeah. Okay, my first five-star read is The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
Wow.
Yes, I love World War II books, and this was the first book I read of 2025.
Oh, wow.
And I gave it 5 stars.
I was going to ask, did you read it in January? Because I don't remember you reading that.
I started it, I think, December 31st.
Wow.
And then I finished it, January 2nd.
So cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get to that one day.
It's really short. It's really good.
I don't really gravitate towards historical fiction, but when I read them, they are so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not I want to read that over everything else.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way.
Ugh. Sucks, but I love everything I read.
Mm-hmm.
Historical. My first 5-star read was Persuasion by Jane Austen.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. It's really funny, and the Netflix adaptation, it was pretty spot on, pretty accurate. They kind of break that, what is it, the third wall, where they start talking to the audience and they make eye contact with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of The Office, where they look over and they're like, yes. Bro, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that. But then they speak to us, and I love that aspect so much. And Jane Austen, she's low-key funny, especially for the 18th, 19th century.
Yeah.
That was really funny. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to roll these into... I mean, it's 3 books, but okay. I gave all of them 5 stars.
Oh.
Can you guess? Powerless, Reckless, Fearless.
Oh. Okay.
I rated every book except for the novellas.
Oh, yeah.
5 stars. So wow. Powerless, Reckless, and Fearless, yeah.
Wow. I don't really rate Reckless 5, but that's okay. I understand.
That's okay.
That's cool. That's so fun. That's how you know it's a good series.
Yep.
Lauren Roberts, we're ready for the next one.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, she's probably done with the Powerless series, but I really want a King Edward book.
You're the only one that wants it.
I'm about to find my people. Be my friend. All right. I've read these books before, but I reread them this year. Can you guess?
The Hunger Games?
Yeah. Okay. Hunger Games and Catching Fire were my 5-star reads.
Okay.
For that series, Mockingjay was a Debbie Downer. When I think of depression, I think of that book.
That's fair.
What's your next one?
You'll agree with me. The Women.
Oh, yeah. That's further down on my list. Well, I'm not rating them 1, 2, whatever.
Neither am I. I'm going through order January to But I write all my books down in my notes of, like, when I read them.
Oh, okay.
That's how I separate. So I'm going kind of in order, like, as I read them.
Mine are super random.
That's okay.
Yeah, The Women is on my list, too. It's, like, 6-star. Broke the record. Like, nice. Broke the
Infinity
scale.
Stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Cannot rate. What did we used to say? You know, we, like, did RDH and stuff. Rate, date, hate.
What?
Remember, like on Instagram or whatever, when we would put comments on people's photos.
Comment
like,
for a TBH.
Yeah. Yeah. RDH. Rate, date, hate. So funny.
I remember. I think I can look at my Instagram, like, DMs and go back super far and, like, people have, like, TBH things, no like, way. They've sent me.
That is so funny. I think I deleted all that crap.
I think I still have them, but I don't know.
And I don't even have, like, my original Instagrams anymore.
Oh, okay.
I can get into them.
I have my original, so I can, like, probably scroll far enough
that's
to look.
That's crazy. I just like deleting everything. I like a clean slate.
Yeah.
But that would be so funny to look back at.
Well, I definitely archived, like, all my old Instagram photos. Mm. Oh, they're off my, like, profile, but... Mm-hmm. If I wanted to put them back on, I could.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, since you said The Women, my next one is A Court of Mist and Fury.
Nice.
It's 5-star.
Nice.
Quality reading.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay, my next one's Onyx Storm.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars. Beautiful.
Really?
That's
so fun. And it ends, like, on a cliffhanger, right?
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh. I still remember it. Still remember it. And that's crazy. If I can still remember a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
From... February.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is Dark Matter.
That was my next one.
Oh, hey, girl. So fun.
Loved it.
Yeah.
That was my first, like, real sci-fi, too.
Yeah. Kept me on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know what happens next.
Yep.
It was so good.
It was really good.
And, like, he's a guy, the author, but he didn't make it too bro. He didn't make it too science.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, I learned while I was reading it. It's so good.
Yeah, Blake Crouch.
Yeah.
Pines by him is really good.
Didn't you say it's kind of creepy?
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've never seen The Truman Show, but it's giving the Truman Show vibes.
Mm.
Okay, my next one is Divine Rivals.
Oh!
I rated that 5 stars.
Interesting.
And I don't know if I would keep it 5 stars, like, looking back. But yeah. In the moment, I rated it 5 stars. So
you're more mature now.
Yeah.
Your reading days has changed. That's interesting. I really enjoyed it, but I didn't think I loved it.
I think I might, like, I might change it to, like, 4.5, but
yeah.
I still really liked it.
Yeah.
I ate it up. I read it in, like, 2 days.
I did not like the sequel.
Yeah. The sequel was not as good as the first one.
No, but... it did not end off with a bang. My next one, this one's crazy, is Scythe.
The first one was good. I
think
I gave
it
4 stars.
The concept is so good.
Yeah.
It did. But he failed the rest of the series.
My next one is The Only One Left by
Riley Sager.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was good.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Did you read it?
No.
Oh, it's
on
good.
My list.
It's good.
I think I'm out of my mystery thriller phase, but that'll be one that I get into.
Okay, fair.
I have so many mystery books. I'm like, how did I end up with this many books?
Yeah, I have, like, 2 unread. No, I have, like, 3 unread right now.
I have, like, almost 2 bookshelves full. Like, you know, singular shelves.
Yeah, you still haven't read,
2 of them.
You haven't read...
Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Yeah, that one. You haven't read it yet. It's so good.
I know. Ugh, I got
the third one? Oh, the third one is so good.
I have to get in the mood. Like,
fair.
My mystery thriller phase is gone.
Read Killjoy first.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you read it last, it's kind of useless.
Oh, okay. Killjoy first. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And it's really short. It's like 100 pages.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of historical fiction, and I read them and they're so good, I have The Things We Cannot Say. 5 stars.
Oh, okay.
So
I haven't
good.
Read that one yet.
I really think you'd like it.
Yeah, I probably would.
It's your whole community. Your AAC. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to read it then.
And it's like a generational book, too.
Okay.
I love it.
That's
it's
cool.
So good.
I'll read it eventually. Okay, my next one is Funny Story.
Wow.
Woo!
Shame, 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 shame.
I love Funny Story. It's so good.
I'm happy
it's
you like it.
It's my favorite Emily Henry book.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Understandable. It's fine.
We've talked about it enough.
Yeah. Speaking of Emily Henry, my next one was Beach Read.
Okay.
Yeah. 5 stars.
See, and like I read that last year, and so
Oh, okay.
it might have been 5 stars.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But that was last year.
Yeah.
Old news.
Magnolia Park's The Long Way Home.
Of course. What made it your like 5 stars?
Just honestly, the tragedy at the end put it over the top for me
Crazy.
personally.
So did it break like your 5-star rating?
I don't know.
Is it
I don't
six
know.
stars or
Maybe. I read the last one 5 stars too, but I've honestly, I think the one I rated the lowest was Magnolia Parks, and I gave it 4.5. So yeah, I mean,
Wow.
I am obsessed with this series, and I don't know if you will be, but my aunt read it and she loved it. So.
We shall see. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
My next one is Regarding You by Colleen Hoover. I think I talked about this in last episode, but yeah, I both perspectives I really understood, and so I think that made me kind of like put myself in the book a bit more. And I don't know, I just really understood each character. I'm not gonna hate Colleen Hoover for whatever everyone else hates her for. A good book is a good book. Doesn't matter like who the author is really, right? Don't you think? So yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the movie was like pretty spot on, pretty good.
Nice.
And the actors were so good. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen it yet.
They made the main adult man, male character, they made him more nerdy than the book was.
Oh, it's what's his face. I love him.
Oh, he's in Now You See Me.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know.
But I love him.
Yeah, I do too. But he just wasn't the vibe. Like,
Okay.
in the book, he's like this, like, boots and jeans and flannel and,
Oh,
like,
okay.
swole,
Okay.
muscular. Yeah. Not this nerd. Ugh, what a disappointment. But acting was good.
I think he's so cute, though.
Not in the movie. Not
Okay.
regretting you.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna group the next two because they're in the same series.
Okay.
I should have done it earlier, but Daisy Hates the Great Undoing and then Magnolia Parks Into the Dark.
Okay. So three or
Three of her
four?
books were 5 stars for me.
Wow.
3 out of the 5.
That's such a good series.
Yeah,
I
and
hope
it's
I have
not
the
even
same.
finished.
Oh, yeah. I hope I have the same experience.
I, same, for your sake.
I like the little Easter egg things that you talk about. How
Yeah.
there's like different aspects in
Well, and
each.
I was reading Time of Your Life, and there's Easter eggs in Time of Your Life, and I'm like,
For Magnolia Parks?
yeah, like some
Wow.
characters. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's fun.
So,
So is Time
yes.
of Your Life also kind of like gang and.
No,
Okay.
it is supermodel meets boy band, kinda insta love, but super toxic.
But they have like high society friends. Is that what it
Well,
is?
they're rich because they're
Yeah.
famous. And it's like this is in the 90s.
So that's why they come up in each other's books because.
Oh. Well, you'll have to see. I don't
Okay.
want to spoil anything because the
Okay,
people in
okay,
Time of Your Life, they're not super big characters in Magnolia Parks.
okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah.
My next one was None of This Is True.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't even remember.
The podcast.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I remember it, but
What was your rating? Do you know?
what did we read it in like January, right?
I thought so, but maybe not.
I gave it 4.5.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, so
So
I
it's pretty
guess it was
good.
good. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it so much. I think it's another book I read in 24 hours.
Yeah, you did read it really
It
fast.
was a bit eerie. Like, not spooky, not suspenseful, but like eerie. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, so good. In the hotel
I
room
want to
and.
read more Lisa Jewell
Yeah, me
books.
too. I have, I think, one or two of hers. But I was
She's
like,
coming out with a new one in January, I'm pretty
oh,
sure.
cool.
It's like My Husband's Wife or something. I mentioned it in an earlier podcast for like our
When.
expectant reads or
Oh,
whatever,
okay.
new releases.
Cool. Yeah, I do want to read more of her. I thought she was going to be like my auto-buy author, but then I just never got into her other stuff. I guess I'm just distracted. But
Yeah, I have a few auto buy authors. But we'll get into that. Different time. Okay, my next one is Silver Elite. And I feel like people are gonna come for me because a lot of people hated Silver Elite. But I ate it up. I think I read like 300 pages in one day.
Whoa, dude.
Like I stayed up till like 1 a.m. finishing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
And
cool.
it wasn't like, oh, I know a lot of people hate on the main male character. And I mean, I agree. Okay. Looking back, I agree. But in the moment, I ate it up.
That
So,
is so
five
funny.
stars.
That's funny. That's hilarious. I think you already said this one, so sorry I'm repeating, but Fearless was another one of my five
Yeah.
stars. I just am discovering that now, right now. Yeah. That
That you gave it five stars? That's funny.
is so funny. Yeah, pretty good book.
Okay, my next one is Serpent in the Wings of Night.
Oh, I can't wait.
Loved.
Oh, man.
And it's a du- well, actually. So the series is broken up to where you can read the first two books and like be done if you wanted to. But it carries on into a side character, and she has two books. And I read the third book, and it was good, but I couldn't get into the fourth. I DNF'd it. I'm probably going to pick it back up eventually, but I think I was just too burnt out on like that world because I read them like back to back to back.
Yeah.
So, but the first two, Serpent in the Wings of Night, and then Ashes of the Star-Cursed King. Very good. Very
Wow.
good.
I feel like I'm just missing out on so many books.
Yeah, you are.
Ugh, I'm so sad. There's not
Yeah.
enough time to read.
You just keep picking the wrong books, in my opinion. Sorry,
Oh
it's true. It's
my
true.
gosh, you're funny. My next two are memoirs, so I'm gonna group them together.
Okay.
I've talked about them before. So the third Gilmore Girl. Forgot her name now. Starts with a K. And then My Next Breath, which is Jeremy Renner. Kelly Bishop, that's her name. I rated them both 5 stars. I mean,
Nice.
it's someone's life story, so can you rate their life story? No. But like they were like epic experiences to read about. My Next Breath is like a snippet of his life, like a tragic accident. So it's not like a life memoir. It's like one moment of his life memoir.
Nice.
But the third Gilmore Girl, it was so cool to hear so much more about her other than her character as Emily Gilmore. Because when everyone look at her, they think Emily Gilmore. But like she literally has a whole another life. Like she's lived 5 lifetimes in one life.
Crazy.
She is of the world, so take it as you will. But yeah, really cool story, I think. So yeah,
Nice.
fun reads.
Cool. Okay, my next one, A Love Letter to Whiskey. It's Magnolia Parks-esque, so it
Of
didn't really have
course.
a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
And it was like so sad.
Oh, like tissues crying?
No, but just like constantly the wrong timing.
Oh.
And that, oh, makes me so mad for them, you know?
So like kind of yearning, you're like, come on, just get together
Yes,
already. Okay, cute.
yeah.
Well, now I really want to read
It's
it.
good. It's
Oh,
really good.
so what is it, just romance or like is it
It's like romance, like
just strictly
yeah.
romance?
It's over the course of like high school to like adulhood.
Okay,
Yeah, it's kind of a longer book, but it's
wow,
good.
that sounds so
It
good.
is good. It's like 500 pages, I think.
Oh shoot,
But it's really good. It went by really fast for
cool.
me.
Okay, my last one, you probably have a few more, is Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez.
Nice.
It was really good. It was long distance dating,
Okay.
which you think would be like meh, but she did it really well.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. It was great. It was awesome.
Love that.
And okay, I'm getting kind of sick of the whole dog side character thing,
Yeah,
but
that's
I
fair.
think that's all of Abby Jimenez's books. So I'm kind of like slowing down on Abby Jimenez because I just read Brimstone and Quicksilver, and there's a dog side character, and there's like a moment where like a tragic event happens with the dog, and I'm
Oh my
like,
gosh, not the dog.
yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, I can't do it. It's bothering me. Okay, sorry. Rant.
You're good. Okay, I have three more.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll kind of... Twilight. Not a lot to explain. It's Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have One Dark Window.
Okay.
Gothic, fantasy, love. And then Gleam.
Oh.
Yeah, 5 stars. The third book in The Plated Prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. So, yeah, that those are all my 5 stars.
Hey, that was our 5-star reads of the year.
Yeah.
I had, like, what, like 15? How many did you have?
I think 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good year.
Yeah.
That's, like, more than 10%. That's 20% of our reading.
Yeah, basically.
This year. That's a good year. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll hear you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. And Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Santa's coming.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.